How to Build a Faithful Addiction Recovery Chaplaincy That Lasts. A faithful addiction recovery chaplaincy is not built on one emotional launch, one powerful testimony, or one heroic volunteer. It is built through patient, prayerful, accountable structures that allow care to continue over time. The first foundation is calling. A chaplain should serve because Christ has called them to offer spiritual care with humility, not because they need to be needed. Recovery ministry will test motives. If your identity depends on being the rescuer, this ministry will become unhealthy. But if your identity is rooted in Christ, you can serve with love and limits. The second foundation is team. Addiction recovery is too complex for one person. A lasting chaplaincy involves pastors, chaplains, sponsors, recovery leaders, counselors, deacons, mentors, soul center leaders, and community partners when appropriate. Each helper serves within a role. The chaplain strengthens the circle. The chaplain does not become the circle. The third foundation is training. Volunteers need more than compassion. They need to understand role clarity, confidentiality with limits, relapse response, crisis signals, sponsor respect, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, money boundaries, transportation policies, and referral wisdom. The fourth foundation is rhythm. Sustainable ministry needs regular meetings, prayer, debriefing, supervision, evaluation, and rest. Without rhythm, recovery ministry becomes reactive. It runs from crisis to crisis until leaders become tired or careless. The fifth foundation is referral awareness. A church or soul center should know local recovery groups, treatment providers, crisis lines, counselors, detox resources, domestic violence supports, housing resources, and emergency pathways. Referral is not abandonment. It is wise love. The sixth foundation is restoration vision. Addiction recovery chaplaincy is not only about preventing relapse, it is about walking with people toward restored worship, honest relationships, responsible living, church belonging, renewed identity, and hope in Christ. What helps? Start small, train well, build trust, clarify roles, work with leaders, protect dignity. Learn the local community. Pray often, review regularly, celebrate quiet faithfulness. What harms? Moving too fast, ignoring policies, relying on one charismatic leader, rushing people into testimony, avoiding referral, and confusing enthusiasm with readiness. A faithful recovery chaplaincy lasts when it is Christ-centered, team-based, boundary-aware, and humble. It grows slowly but deeply. And through that steady witness, people in recovery can encounter not only help for today, but hope for a restored life in Christ.